So we were up to the Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Testament Beis. And I have to say, there is a fair degree of lack of uniformity or clarity between the Tosfosim. But let's start with Tosfos in Brachos first, and from there we can continue. And I don't remember who was reading yesterday, but I'll ask if I am to read. You weren't reading yesterday. Shimmy, you read yesterday, no?
I read that at the beginning, yeah.
Okay. Ephraim, did you read afterwards?
I think so.
Okay, so go ahead and read Tosfos slowly for us, please.
Okay. I call me Moses by Pesach, and when you have Krusa with Avshema, Uvotea, Mashama Lachan Oni. Vision the Chiz, Lachan Oni, when you have Krusa, Tachat, Avshema, Venere, Kibotea, Ala Krusa. If you come in the Bitsoa, he in Avshema, La Krusa, Yvare, Ala Yazma.
Okay. So the first day in Tosfos, not necessarily named, although it is a position of the Re. The Re is really a third position later. But this is the position which sounds like Rashi's position, which is you really botzea mit hashlema for hamotzi, and then you make alachilas mas alaprusa. So what when we have such a presentation, and what do you do? What do you do ultimately? The car, if you read the karfin?
The karfin will open. They have the yachad. Today she in here. Can we
get a husa? Wait a minute. So describe what's going on here, because when I first read the Tosfos a couple of times, I couldn't. Until you've read Tosfos, you don't understand what the issues are, so it doesn't make sense. But let's talk about what's driving Tosfos here, Fred.
You have two different seemingly values that are time dependent. So generally you prefer the Shema, today you prefer the Prusa. You both, but you prefer them for different mitzvos. It also wants to, and the Betzia is relevant to both mitzvos, so you kind of make the bracha on each one respectively, then you do the Betzia together because the Betzia is split.
Did anybody understand what he just said?
I don't mind that.
What was that?
I hope I did.
Jake, did you understand what he just said?
I think so.
And that was not very reassuring. I am not being critical of Ephraim here, as if he didn't explain well, because it is a deeply confusing, the study is deeply confusing. It's deeply confusing because it doesn't seem to make sense on its own, and it's different in a sense than sort of what we do. So what Tosfos doesn't tell you here, I asked you a question on the Makoros. I assume everybody, I'm going to assume, you don't tell me yes or no, everybody has seen this Tosfos at least. What would appear to be the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav Menachem of, however you pronounce, I'm going to say Vienna, even though it's not Vienna, because that's what it says in my Tosfos, even though I know it's not, and I don't know how to pronounce it, I don't know how it's pronounced, that French name, so we'll just call it Vienna, even though that's not what it is. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Would it appear?
If you look tonight, we all know it. I know
what?
You looked. I have it on video. I have it on video.
I think there's there.
I'm missing something here.
Might be an actual unmute situation.
So tell me, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Shimmy?
You make both brachot on the priest. Wait, not what the machlokas is.
I asked you what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. I know what the machlokas is. I'm not that thick. And neither are you. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas?
Whether or not the Lechem Oni affects brachot HaMachlokas as well?
When you looked at Tosfos in Pesachim, what did it sound like the Nekudas HaMachlokas was over? There's no way you're going to figure out what the Nekudas HaMachlokas was looking at this Tosfos alone. So if you don't know, we're going to put that question on hold. And let's just kind of force our way through Tosfos. So far, what the first day in Tosfos claims is that you make Hamotzi on the Shlema, meaning you're really botzer from the shlema for hamotzi, and then you make alachilas matza al haprusa. Okay, now, so continue, Ephraim. Avon.
Alokin ma'asos hamotzi v'gam alachilas matza haprusa nari ka'os emitos havilos havilos.
So this is a very, very strange din. You have to know the sugya first in. Rishon will go all sorts of different ways. What, anybody know what the Gemara of Sachin says about Enos and Mitzvah? I thought Mitzvah Chavilos is a great thing. Mitzvah Goros Mitzvah, that's wonderful. Let's do more Mitzvahs. Let's, so what does it mean in Osan Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos? Shimmy?
That if you're using a cup for
benching,
you can also use it for
a belt. If you use it, the same coast that you use for Kiddush, I believe. At least,
yeah.
I didn't look up the Gemara Sachem again. But
Kiddush and benching.
What?
Kiddush and benching.
Kiddush and benching. You don't take, you have a coast for Kiddush. You don't use the same coast for benching. Now that's a little weird. How would you ever do that? Lewis?
I think it comes up, at least when I saw in the Mishnah Berurah, is that you were eating and then Shabbos came. And if you're in a situation where you, according to Amman Damar, that you have to bench before you start.
Right. If you're not Horeis Mafo Mekadesh, if you don't just, cover the spoon, make Kiddush, and then continue and bench at the end. So if you bench, and then as part of the sequence of benching, you then have to, make, Kiddush, you don't use the same coast. You might think, in other words, you can't be the other way. You can't be you made Kiddush first, and then you're saving the coast for benching because you have to drink from the coast, from Kiddush. Whereas the coast for benching, you could envision why, make Kiddush and then drink from it. So the halacha is you don't do such a thing because you're doing multiple mitzvahs on one coast. Now, just as an aside, I don't want to belabor this much. Does anybody remember this past year, for those of us who were not zocheh to be in our Eretz HaKedoshah celebrating only one day of Yom Kippur, if my memory serves me correctly, the Chagei Tishrei this past year were on Shabbos, which means we had Yom Kippur Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, and Simchat Torah, which one of them they have in Israel. What did you do Motzei Shabbos going into Yom Tov? Most of you, I assume, know the mnemonic. What's the mnemonic? Remember, Motzei Shabbos, Boaz, going into Yom Tov, you have to make Havdalah, you have to make Kiddush. You have to make Havdalah because you're going with Dusha Hamur, the Dusha Kala. You have to make Kiddush, this is Yom Tov. Oh, so somebody answered that.
I didn't know there was a mnemonic.
Yach Nehaz. It's famous. Yach Nehaz. The Gemara has like 17 different mnemonics, 17 different shitas. Whoever, but you should just remember, burn into your mind. So, near to Hashem, you're all going to get married, and you're going to have these situations, and you're going to be fumfering around. So, the truth is, the benching will probably help you, but just know, Yach Nehaz, Yayin, which is Bar Kragofen, Kiddush, Ner, which is Bar Mer'ev, Havdalah, which is Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, and then Zman Shechianu, Yach Nehaz. So, you're making Kiddush, and you're making Havdalah on one coast. What's going on? Are you all guilty of making mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? Well, obviously not, because Gemara says you do yach nehaz. Shimi?
Yeah, the conclusion was that Kiddush and Havdalah are basically the same thing.
Kiddush and Havdalah are the same thing. Kiddush and Havdalah are the same thing. You know why Kiddush and Havdalah are the same thing?
They delineate a change in holiness.
Because they're both Havdalah. That's exactly right, Boaz. They mark a transition from Kodesh or not Kodesh to the reverse. They're dividing lines, which is why the pasuk says Havdalah is Doraisa, just like Kiddush is Doraisa. Because you're Mavdil, Bein Kodesh L'Chol, in the way that Kiddush is Mavdil, Bein Chol L'Kodesh. Okay. So, Tosa says here, you can't make Hamotzi and Bircha Hamazo and Alchias Mata on one bread, because that would be Osen Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. It's as if you're using the Matzah for both. That is, to put it mildly, interesting. That is a very interesting perspective. It's in fact so interesting I can't understand it. What does it mean? The whole point you make a Bori Pri HaGofen, and you make Mekadesh HaShabbos on one kos. Does anyone say you need two koses for Kiddush? Because it would be Osen Mitzvahs Havilos Havilos, Ephraim. What's that?
The Kiddush
Yom
is going for the Yayin
Lobo.
It's not, there's no separate
chiyuv
to have wine there.
Okay, so the answer is that you're having, there is no separate chiyuv of drinking wine, it's just a mitzvah. Kiddush, you do all kos. Whereas here, there are two mitzvahs, excuse me, there's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and there's the mitzvah of Matzah Mishnah. Now, it's still a pellet, why, Shimmy?
What if you ask to
Kiddush Hamkala, because you don't have any wine? Then you're doing Lacha Mishnah and Kiddush with the same thing. One second. So, firstly, let me point out that the question I asked is Tosis Kasha. Shimmy's question is a much better version of the question. But more than that, there's a deeper issue here, which is, do you see, is Lecha Mishnah, Leil HaSeder, there's one mitzvah Lecha Mishnah, the one is Achilas Matzah. Or is basically Achilas Matzah a supercharged form? It's part of Lecha Mishnah, right? Every Yom Tov gets the Lecha Mishnah, but obviously, as part of Pesach, you're not only having Lecha Mishnah, but you're also having, it was going to serve for the mitzvah, Achilas Matzah. Why is that difficult? Why is that Chavir Chavir? That is, it is very odd. It's very odd to call that Chavir Chavir. Now, is that what's really motivating Tosfos? What would you say? Here's what's odd. I don't think that's what the real motivation for Tosfos here. I think there's something else going on. But I'll hold my fire. So, Ephraim, what does Tosfos have to say about this? I have it really in front of the Gemara, but I believe that there's an emendation there.
And those are inherited as something different, but I don't know why.
I don't have Veloni Hira. Either way. Right. The case of the Gemara, Veinosa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, is a case where you have two separate mitzvahs and you want to do them on the same kos. So, really, what would that be? You'd have Bori Pri HaGofen, Birchas HaMazon, and Kiddush on the same kos. The problem isn't the Bori Pri HaGofen, the problem is the Kiddush and the Birchas HaMazon. But here, it's a Birchas HaMed, plus a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's like Yayin and Kiddush. So yeah, it's true, Ephraim, that there's one is Lecha Mishnah and one is Mat. But I think Tosfos is assuming that one is a subset of the other. I know you can distinguish between the two because, as the Rush points out, did I put the Rush on the Makorah? I did not. I didn't even put it on the bottom. But as the Rush points out, what would it then be? What do you do on Leil Pesach if we've discovered that the best matzah, we jokingly call it the anti-Semitic matzah, before Russia invaded Ukraine, it was the Ukrainian matzah. It's much less expensive and it's pretty good. Probably better than the Shatzer, the Zichron Lebracha. Shatzer matzah is no more. Great story there. But, for the moment, so we got Ukrainian matzah. But each year we say we're not going to have Ukrainian matzah because of the war going on, there's no way they're making that matzah. Okay. But, supposing there's really a shortage of Ukrainian matzah, I was counting on it, but I went to the store, I have very little matzah. I have half a box left from last year. I have enough for one kezias for each of my family members. That's all I have. So what do you do if you only have one kezias? We're 70 days before Pesach. What are you going to do? What?
When you have to come in or initially?
Yeah. What do you do with that? What do you do? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim say, Shemi?
I know that Rambam says that you eat it for Afikoman, but I don't know if that's how we hold.
That's what we do. I mean, we hold because Baruch Hashem, most of us don't find ourselves in the circumstances. But yes, you use it for Afikoman. So what do you do before the meal then? You don't do, so you're going to make the bracha of al-achilas matzah at the end. So what do you do before the meal? So you just bring out the chicken soup and the chicken dumplings, balls, whatever you want to call them, which is what we do for our Seder, that's our meal. We have matzah, the mar, and then we have chicken soup with our butter is these chicken called dumplings, whatever. They obviously they're not breaded. They're not doughed around. They're just chicken balls. They look like dense matzo balls. And then we bench after the afikoman. So in this case though, we don't have matzo before. So what do? Do we just bring out as soon as we do achilas mara before then? We would. We make achilas mara. And then what? Do we then bring out the chicken soup with Boaz, just that don't have a connection there with the matzo balls and the chicken balls? No, what do? Boaz, I can't expect you to answer the question. It hurts so much. But, Guy, Ravosa, what do? We don't have our shmur matzah except for enough after the atonement. So what do before the meal?
Magid?
Was that you, Ephraim?
It was.
Thank you. I know you do Magid before the Maror, but what do? I'm sorry?
The question whether or not you're making Hamotzi on the bread you can't eat yet?
No. The possibility exists that you have other matzah that's not good for mitzvah. The rush that's matzah shira. Or you have matzah that's not shmura. We have plenty of matzah not shmura. So what do? Do we just start after the maror? We start into the maror immediately, and then we have my chicken soup, and then we wash my hamotzi on the afikoman. Is that what you do?
Not.
If you had everything available to you in the world except for matzah shmura, what would you do? Jimmy?
I would assume that you would make hamotzi on regular matzah and then say achilas matzah later if you come.
That's correct. The Rush says you would have lacha mishnah. He says, let's say you only had matzah shira, so you'd use matzah shira, have lacha mishnah, make hamotzi, eat the meal, and come to the end. Then you'll eat mitzvah smash with the afikoma. Matzah smash with the afikoma. Yeah. So there is an Indian of lacha mishnah, presumably, although maybe not. Okay. But nonetheless, under normal circumstances, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is part of the, I would assume, is part of lacha mishnah. Probably what Tosis means. Okay, so we've seen one opinion so far. One opinion is make hamotzi on the shlema, and then make alach, and then be botzea. Now what do? At that point? Nothing. You just botzea. You break off pieces. And then you make al-achilas matzah on the prusa, and then you eat from both of them. Okay. Now, how many pieces of matzah is Tosaf here talking about?
Two.
Shimmy?
1.5, that's what it looks like.
Yes. Why does it look like that? Okay, you're telling me because it says that. Why would one assume that?
That's
what the Gemara says. Matiyah shleima. Interestingly enough, I don't know if you noticed, but Tosus and Pesachim, when he quotes the Gemara, he says, Shemaniyah Pusa v'tol hashleimos. Don't want to make a whole lot out of that. I don't know if it means Tosus had it in Girsa, or if Tosus is just interpreting. And say, yes, Maniyah Pusa v'tol hashleima means whatever shleimos you have. Okay, but just note that. But our Tosa certainly sounds like one and one. It doesn't say anything about a first. So that's shita number one in Tosa. Shita number two. How do you pronounce it?
I said Vina, but whatever.
You can say Yoni, if you like. Okay. How do you spell it? Do I have that thing in front of me? No, I think I didn't print. How do you spell that? It's Ezra, are you telling us or how did I spell it there?
Yeah, I am.
What again?
J-O-I-G-N-Y.
Okay. Yes. Literally read joined knee, but you can assume that is not the pronunciation. Okay. So let's call it Yoni. How's that? Rav Nachum of Yoni, Haya Ragyo. Okay, so the way Tosis presents it here, at least, and there will be something beyond my comprehension, is that the Shlema, why do you have a Shlema here in the first place? If Rav Menachem of Yoni says that basically you do everything on the Prusa, so what is the Shlema doing there?
Lecha Mishnah.
The Lecha Mishnah. So apparently, now as presented here, again, it's still one Shlema and one Prusa. So how does Lecha Mishnah work then? Well, apparently Lecha Mishnah doesn't require Shlemos. Or, alternatively, there's another possibility. Lecha Mishnah does require Shlemos. Thought?
Pesach is different.
What, Jake?
It's different by Pesach.
Well, Pesach is different. The whole point, and some Rishonim state this explicitly, I think, and this position of the Rif and Rambam, the whole point of Ma'adarku Shalani Beprusa, according to that view, is that you don't want two Shlemos, because you want to have Lechem Oni. And the way poor people eat, they can't afford to buy the whole loaves of bread. They get the leftovers. They get the pieces. So, if that's the case, Dotka, do we know point in having two Shlemos? Because it would undermine the whole point. Lewis.
Is there anything to this practice I've seen at homes on Shabbat where they cover, they like put if there's a pre-cut piece of bread, like put its end into the full piece of bread as if it like hides the fact that it's...
Like, you mean if they don't have two full ones?
Yeah. Does that do anything or is that...
That sounds a little like some version of this Gemara. You're hiding maniach prusa b'kol shleima, but I don't know what it accomplishes. It's probably the same strategy, because our Gemara seems to think as long as you, you know, a chaver of mine, not in Mayu, but a chaver of mine said that one of the important things he learned in school is that sincerity is the key in life. Once you've learned to fake it, you've got it made. So the motto of our Gemara is that fake it, right? Maniach prusa b'kol shleima, you both say on the shleima, but it looks like you both say on the prusa. That's what Rashi says. So this seems to be of a similar ilk. It might say that somebody I've heard him say this, that you're basically making it look like it's two shleimos. So it's all good. It's all good. Okay. Anyway, so but he does say, Rav Menachem of Yoni does say that you do require two breads. It's just that they don't have to be shleimos in this context. Incidentally, that is the din, by the way. The halacha is that if you don't have shleimos, so you use prusas. I'm pretty sure also the one thing that you don't do is if you only have one whole challah, you don't break in two and say, now I have two lecha mishnah, but they're prusas. That I think is okay. I think there we would tell you leave it as a shleima, because it probably doesn't count. To be a prusa, it has to probably be from two different pieces of bread, not from the same bread that was baked. So, anyway. Okay, so that is Rav Menachem. Fine. Now, what about the Re? Go ahead.
The Re had Rav Lavar Chila Bricha Tamot the Ashtere, Kodan Shiv Tam Ahaka, Mavari Alaka Mata, Motem Ishtere. Ahaka?
Okay. So, what is he, the Ainza, though? The Ainza.
Isn't a Vilo, Me'achar Shoya Osa Ashtere.
Okay, so that requires a little bit. This is a loaded line. So firstly, what did he do? That's simple.
He does both brachos and brachos.
Okay, and then he presumably drops the shalim, puts the shalim aside, and then he makes the bracha of achilas matzah on the priest. Okay, but what's the problem? Now, firstly, what does it accomplish? What does the Re accomplish? Jake?
He accomplishes Hamotu and Lecha Mishnah and Achilas Matzah and the Prusa, which...
No, because that's the first sheet that does this.
Wait, what?
I mean, the first you think you make hamotzi on the shlema and al-achiel asmas on the prusa. But the Rish says you make hamotzi on both.
With a lecha mishnah. Both.
I'm sorry?
With lecha mishnah.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, so I would say is that he gets the, let me put it this way, whatever Rav Nachum of Yoni was trying to accomplish, you get that as well. And you're right, you made Hamotzi together on the Shlema and on the Prusa, so you accomplish somehow, you accomplish Hamotzi on Lecha Mishnah. Now, the only problem is it doesn't satisfy the first sheet and Tosas, why not? What if I'm?
Adios.
I don't understand what you're saying. Maybe it's through the Zoom.
Yes, adios.
No, that's not why it's a problem. I mean, maybe that is the issue. you know, maybe that's the problem. But I would say that. Okay, maybe you can say it that way. In other words, the problem is that the Dayan Rishona wants you to be both Seya, the Shlema. Now, the first Dayan Tosfos says, you take Maniach Prusa Beto Shlema, you make the Bracha on the Shlema, and you're both Seya, the Shlema. You're both Seya, the Shlema. According to the read that you're not both Seya, so you don't accomplish the Betziah from that which is Shlema. Now, I don't know that it's a problem for the first sheet of Chavilos. Why not? He says, "Ve'in ze Chavilos me'ata sheha osel fe." What does that mean? It's not Chavilos, but it's osel fe. What does that mean, Shimon?
You can't prove that they're both being down on one matzah, and so it's just how I do it.
Not Chavilos if it's a one-to-one function.
Say that again?
Not Chavilos if it's a one-to-one function.
If it's a one-to-one function?
Yeah, Chavilos is just when you have a relation of 2-to-1.
Well, this is complicated, though. This is not 2-to-2. What is it?
It's 1-to-2.
It's 1-to-2 and then 1-to-1. Right? So, what it sounds to me he's saying is that because the first bracha goes on these two things together, it's not the problem is you can't use one chetza for two different things. But here, it's not the same chefza for each of the two brachos. It's two brachos, two cheftas for the first bracha, and then only one of them for the second bracha. Now, this is very interesting because it tells you that enos de mitzvah tavilas is focused on what? The mitzvah or the chefza that you're using? The answer is the mitzvah. If it were focused on the chesed you're using, you use the prusa for two different mitzvahs. Yes, when you used it for hamotzi, it wasn't used alone. It was used with something else. But when you look at it from the vantage point of the mitzvah, so the mitzvah of hamotzi was on the prusa of the shlema. The mitzvah of matzah was only on the prusa. Okay. So,
what does that mean when you view it from the vantage point of the mitzvah? Like, how would you plug that back into the kiddush example?
So, a mitzvah is not supposed to use the same chetza that another mitzvah already used.
So, how would that solve the problem in our example?
So, the mitzvah is, so again, let's take Kiddush HaMotzi first. You have one kosher bracha, you used it for HaMotzi, you used it for Birkas HaMazon, and now you want to use it for Kiddush. So it's not appropriate that Kiddush should get a used object. I mean, it should be using the same object that Birkas HaMazon is.
Okay.
But here, the HaMotzi got one chetza, which was the Shleim and the Prusa, but the Al-Achilas Matzah gets only the Prusa. It's not the same object.
So what you're really saying is that the two, when the two are combined, it's like fundamentally different than the one by itself.
That is, that's another way of saying it. Yes, that's correct.
You could still say that that's in the chetza, just that it's a different chetza.
Yes, you could say it that way. I'm saying that two mitzvahs shouldn't use the same object. Once you have the Prusa and the Shleima together, they merge into a new entity. Okay, you know what that new entity would be called, Ephraim? Machamishna. Okay. You might say that in this case, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Now, that's the third approach. So far, approach number one in Tosos is you make the bracha of Hamotzi on the Shlema, you break it, you make a bracha of Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. For Menachem of Yuni says that you make everything on the Prusa. Why is the Shlema there? Bachamishta. The Ri says you make Hamotzi on both. And then you make Achilas Matzah on the Prusa, but you don't do Betzia until after. And finally, you put Amim. He's trying to have it always. Make on the Shlema initially, and you break it a little bit, but you don't totally separate. Then, so on the one hand, you made the bracha on a Shlema. On the other hand, you really didn't do Betzia on that. Now, you make the bracha of Achilas Matzah on the Prusa, and then you break the two of them together. So you've kind of made Hamotzi on the Prusa, but you kind of haven't made Hamotzi on the Prusa. Or, if you want to say, Brian, you kind of haven't done Mitzvah Samil Samilas, but you got both brachos on the Prusa. So those are the four shitos in our Tosafot. So I was particularly interested, I asked you about what's the difference between, what is the fundamental difference in approach between the Menachem of Yuni and, call it the first opinion in Tosafot. But when you look at Tosafot and Menachem, let's take a look at that now. Thank you, Ephraim. Tosafot and Menachem makes things a little bit confusing. Let's see, who is going to read for us now? Lewis.
Madarko shel ani v'prusa. Mire de gam hamotzi, sarich levarech al haprusa. Sechen mashma v'perek ketzad nevartim, de kamar hakol modim le'inyan pesach, shemaniach prusa betoch hashleimot uvotzea.
Peru.
Okay. Yeah.
Perush?
Perush. Afilu leman de'amar mevarech al hashlema, upoter et habtisin, modeh le'inyan pesach te'eno mevarech al hashlema, ela al haprusa. Mishum madarko shalani kule. Manicha betoch hashlema, kidei shiyeh nireh shebatsa al hashlema.
Okay, stop. Alright, so firstly, what's odd about this process? There's a major, major, not odd, this very thing that you don't expect in this Tosus. What's Tosus's basic point? Is that you have to make, even Hamotzi has to be made on the Prusa. Not also on the Prusa, but on the Prusa. This is like Rav Menachem of Yoni. That's what Tosus says it would seem to be. But there's something very, very, very odd about this Tosus.
Shlemot.
No, so that I pointed out already, and that's going to come up later. So something very odd. What does that kol modim mean?
Well, we said yesterday that it could mean just that this is an actual chiyuv as opposed to a kind of ideal way, but here he's reading it as reflecting back on the machloket.
Yes, and which machlokas?
Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan.
Which is not the way Tosfos and Brachos at least takes it. It's not the way Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's not Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. It's the Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, the way of reading it as a machloket. It's very interesting. I don't know anything about who authored the Tosfos and Psachim, but this is a very different approach than our Tosfos and Brachos. Now again, Tosfos and Brachos is in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, but Tosfos accepts Rabbeinu Tam. In Psachim, he adopts a position that's akin to the Rabbi Rashi's position. That Akol, that Bimaniach Kusa Tosh Shlema satisfies Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. I hope you noticed that when you read that. Brian, did you notice that?
No.
No. Am I making that up, or is that correct?
Yeah, no, no objection.
And also, okay. He clearly uses Kitin and Kusa interchangeably in Tosfos Psachim.
I'm sorry?
He says, people of mine, I don't know, I'm a Shlema, what they're at Kitin. Well, I'm more than willing to pick up the Inverant La Shlema El Ahakusa. He fairly uses the term interchangeably.
Okay, that's fine, but the fact that he uses the term petitim suggests to me that he's thinking Rav Huna Rav Yochanan, Jake?
Even like the Svara is completely the opposite, because here it says, U'menicha v'tocha shlema k'dei she'elira shebata shlema, as if like...
Correct. Oh, so it's definitely not like the first day in the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, that's for sure.
Also, the earlier Tosfos said that really, that based on that language, that the Shlema was the Ikar. But now he's saying, you do it that way, so that it
right.
Seems like the Shlema is the Ikar, really it's not.
Right. Correct. Correct. It's totally opposite. I don't know, this may be a totally different Balei Tosfos from Psachim. I don't know who's responsible. Somebody can look. Brian, you had some Marimbach over that. You sent me or something of that. Who's
I
who?
I suck in like toast, so the more the fee or something.
So it's a different toastos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Certainly, again, this is only one data point. But certainly this is totally different than what we've seen. We're not done yet. Go ahead. And how does he know that we're talking about Hamotzi here, that the focus is on Hamotzi, that everybody agrees, you know, when it says, everybody different, how do you know it's on the Brach Samotzi? Maybe it's the Brach Vachilas Masa. So he continues.
Kamar Basar Hafi, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Bishabat Hayav Livtsoa Al Shnei Kichrot, Shnei Amar Laktu Lechem Mishna, the Ikar Milze, the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, the Terek Kol Kite, El El Hafi.
The main sugya where it belongs, Tosfos claims, is in Perikol Kisvei, the 16th Perik of Shabbos. But
El El Hafi Chayte Hatam. Achar Pesach, Lomar Shitarich Sham Matzah Shlishit, Mishum Lecha Mishnah.
Mishum Lecha Mishnah. So why is it there?
The Chayav Litzoa Al Shtei Kikrot.
One second. That it's there to hint to us that you still need two Shlemas. I'm not sure how Tosfos sees that. Right. Okay, go ahead.
The Chayav Litzoa Al Shtei Kikrot Bein B'Shabbat Bein B'Yom Tov The E Lav Hachi Lama Hevi Sham Milte Rabbi Chiya.
So Tosfos here engages a little bit of sleight of hand. He says that if not for the fact that Yechayav Litzoa Al Shtei Kikrot, why would the Gemara have brought Rabbi Chiya's day? Okay, I sort of hear that. I'm not Again, Tosfos is assuming the sligah really belongs to Shabbos. And here, the Gemara has decided that it, you know, that we're going to quote it because it will tell us that you need Lechem Mishnah on Lel Pesach, which he then takes to mean Lechem Mishulash. So what is Tosfos assuming here, Ephraim? Why did you jump to three breads?
You mean conceptually, not textually?
Conceptually, yeah.
He assumes that the Gemara implies you need shleimus.
Yeah, it implies the Gemara. It implies that the Gemara requires shleimus for lechem mishnah. The Gemara doesn't say any such thing in Shabbos. It doesn't say anything. It's just lechem mishnah. So again, lechem mishnah, as I pointed out to you before, doesn't mean I only have one loaf of bread, I break it in two. But if I only had two half loaves unrelated to one another, meaning those that were not baked at the same, as part of the same loaf, I would have assumed that that's lechem mishnah. So why would you, a different way of asking the question, why do you require shleimus for lechem mishnah? There are two possibilities. Well, one of them is that you don't, but within those two possibilities, what are the two possibilities about why they're shleimus for lechem mishnah? Shimmy?
One could be the definition of lechem means lechem shleimus.
Alternative
would be it's hit or mitzvah.
So one of them is that I don't think it calls it mitzvah. One is that the din of lechem mishnah is you require shleimus. The alternative is that the lechem mishnah don't require shleimus. But in general, ideally, it's better to make a bracha on a shleimus than a prusa. So we could call that hider mitzvah, if you want, but it's not a hider mitzvah per se in lechem mishnah. Whenever you make a bracha hamotzi, it's better to make on a shleimus if you have one available. If you don't have any shleimus available, all right, so you don't have any shleimus available, that's the way it is. There is another nafkamina between those two. There's a big nafkamina between those two. So one is when you require a third matzah. There's another very important nafkamina. What's that? It came up in a rishon that I mentioned yesterday. What's a nafkamina? Is it din in lechem mishnah? It's a din in the bracha hamotzi, because you're supposed to make the bracha. The shleim is supposed to prusa. Fine.
You have other factors that would make you prefer the prusa?
Okay, maybe. Another one, Shimmy?
Do you want to explain that by Shashida?
Well, you could still ask Shashida because it's supposed to be Lecha Mishnah also.
All right, but I was saying,
does it matter, the Nafkaminas, does it matter whether the second loaf, which you're not breaking on, does it matter whether it's Shleim or not? If it's a din in Lecha Mishnah, then you should have two Shleimos. If it's a din in the Bracha, it only matters for the piece that you're making the Bracha on. Okay. The Tosfos in Avei Pesachim certainly assumes that it's a din in a Lecha Mishnah, that you're supposed to have Shleimos. It's not a din in Bracha only, but it's a din in Lecha Mishnah. Now Tosfos continues, V'chein.
V'chein Pesach Rav Elfas.
Now that's very tricky. Tosfos engages in sleight of hand. Bechein pasak revalfas. What does that mean? The two ways, this is an ambiguous sentence. The word, the next letter, di, could have two possible meanings. What are the two possible meanings of di?
That or because?
That or because. Now, one of these would be false. One of these would be true. The false one would be very convenient for Tosos. Unfortunately, it's not true. The true reading is interesting, but it's not, and here's where I think Tosos gets interesting, which is, how does the Rav Paskin, do you require Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov and Shabbos? Yes, he says it explicitly. According to the Rav, how many masters do you need for Lel Pesach?
Two.
Only two. For the Rif and the Rambam, it's Dafka too. And therefore, it doesn't mean the Chayim Pasach HaRif, he doesn't paskin that you need three Matzos, Bitzarach, two Shlemos, because Bitzarach Litzarach, Bitzarach, Bitzarach, no, because he doesn't paskin you need three. Tosa says you require three loaves, two shlemos, plus the one prusa, because otherwise it won't be lecha mishna. And the Rif, because lecha mishna is required on Yom Tov also. And the Rif also paskin that you require lecha shani Yom Tov. It doesn't say you need three, but you need two. Now, here's the crux of the question. The hatam.
The hatam, the fi shehaya lechem, mishna, yored the arbe yamein tovim. The kasher.
Slow down. So why is it that you need two kikaras in Yom Tov? Because lecha mishna was yored ba'arvei shabbat. And what do you mean lecha mishna?
The man.
Now, is that what it says in the psukim? When the man originally came down, did it come down on Yom Tov originally?
No.
What did you say, Shimmy?
Never mind.
What did you say?
Hey, it's like on Yom Tov, and then I realized I hadn't fully finished thinking what I was saying, so I stopped talking.
Say hi.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. And that's it yet.
Oh, very good, Jay. So what's the Yom Tov yet? Now, when did the man first come down? And when was Matan Torah?
Oh, Matan Torah was definitely afterwards.
And when did the man first come down?
I don't remember exactly when, but 40 days.
When did the man first come down?
I think it says in the second, but I don't remember what the second said.
What does it say?
Maybe it was, I remember it was sometime in ER. But I don't know.
Yes. What does it say, guys? The pasuk.
Do I have permission to take out my phone to look it up?
The original button.
Yes, you can. I believe it says that the, where they came to a limit, at least, it was the 15th day of the second month. So there was no Yom Tov initially at the time. Was there Shabbos?
Well, I guess part of month.
Well, yes, Shimmy, but you could say better than that. Yes, obviously there was, because the Torah says the month only came down 6 days.
You could also say that that's why...
Shabbos, gentlemen. Ronnie?
That's why the rabbis say that Mara, the law-giving, included Shabbat, possibly.
That is probably why Chazal say, Sham Sam Lo Hokum Mishpat, Sham Yisro, refers to Shabbos amongst the things, because clearly they have Shabbos when the man comes. Or, as Shimi says, that's the beginning of Shabbos. There is no Yom Tov yet. So the way it's presented in the Parsha of the Man is, Sheshes Yemin Tov Kutu. There's no mention of Yom Tov at all. I believe there's actually a Machlokas in Midrashim. But the Rif says that the Zechiyah of Lecha Mishna on Yom Tov. And the reason, I don't know if the Rif offers this reason, the reason is that the man came down to fold on Erev Yom Tov. Very nice. So then what is Tosus's problem with this?
Kasher she'anu mitfalim de'ata kidashta uverachto mikol hayamim v'kidashto mikol hazmanim.
So we say, you recognize this?
Yes, Friday night, Shmar Mitzvah.
It's in the opening paragraph. Ataki dashta yom eshvil shemecha tachvis masei shamay v'aretz. Now I'm freezing. I say it every Shabbos. I've said it 1,000 times.
Let's sit over here. I'll look it up.
I think it may immediately go. So, what does it mean when you say, so firstly, where does that expression come from?
It comes from the Pesukim following, right after.
So one of them, thank you, Ronnie, one of them is Vayivarach Elohim Asim Ashri, Vayikadesh Oso, and the other one is, there's another one, Al Kain, Beirach, Hashem Esayom HaShabbat Vayit HaDeshei, which is obviously a reference to Bria Olam. So, bottom line is that, what does it mean that God was blessed and was Mekadesh? So Rashi already quotes from the Mechilta. Rashi quotes this in Breishis. Ber HaBaman, V'Kitsho HaBaman. What does it mean, Ber HaBaman, V'Kitsho HaBaman? Shimmy?
I believe Barakoman that there's a double portion beforehand and Kiddush that no more so on.
Right. Why does Kiddusha mean that?
The Kiddusha means making it separate.
Kiddusha is precious. So it means that you refrained from Allah. The man wasn't there. So the double Lashon is the Mevarech Shabbos because you give a double portion before Shabbos where people can prepare it. And you mekadesh Shabbos because you refrain from having the man come back. So mashma
biyom tov haya man yored.
Sounds like the man came down on Yom Tov, which means then on Yom Tov,
no lecha mishnah.
There should be no requirement for lecha mishnah because the purpose of lecha mishnah, you know, it's very interesting. I'd be curious to know. Someone told me, and they thought it was ridiculous, I think they're correct, that one of the organizations that handles gayers in the United States insists upon that, you know, they have lots of questions for gayer. And one of the questions they asked was, why do we have two challahs on Shabbos? Now, how many of you would have known the answer so quickly if we weren't in the middle of the subject? If you went onto the street, you went onto the Mount of Balabatim, and you ask them, how many will know why we need two loaves of bread? Well, some people will, but I imagine a lot of people might not. That was his complaint. When he asked the question, I had to think for a second, why do we have two? The answer is obvious. But if that's the case, then Yom Tov, if there was none, there was no Lecha Mishnah then. And if there was no Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov, so then if there was no double man, there of Yom Tov, there should be no requirement to Lecha Mishnah. Okay. V'chein, continuing Tosfos.
V'chein haya noeg, Rabbeinu Menachem, mi, how do we say it?
Mi Yuni. If you can figure out how to pronounce, J-O-I-G-H-T or something like that. G-N. J-O-I-G-N, something like that?
Y-G-N.
Y, okay. You figure that out. So, Lewis, you got a real education. You went to a real university. Must have taught you something there.
Miyuni, the Rabbeinu Yom Tov, Shehayu Mevarkin HaKol Al HaFusa.
Okay, stop. Stop. Does this cohere with what we know in Brachos?
Partially.
Yeah, how so, how not so?
I mean, in both, the focus of Rabbeinu Menachem is on the Prusa, like everything goes on the Prusa, but there, put through in another thing that he explains the Shlema textually, just like, Rabbeinu Menachem would just have one there for Lecha Mishnah. Here he's citing him to show that he didn't follow Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov.
Yeah, that's what's so strange. It appears that the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rav Menachem and Tosfos is whether or not it was Lecha Mishnah Yom Tov. That's certainly the way it's presented in Sach. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. The question of what Hamotzi goes on, if it goes on the other one, it's because there's Lecha Mishnah, and that's a Shlema. But if you believe there's no requirement of Lecha Mishnah, so then, of course, you make Hamotzi in the Prusa, because the only reason why you're eating bread is the Prusa. But then the question remains, which Tosfos and Sachem does not address, is why is there a Shlema there? And he asked if I...
Haven't Tosfos and Sachem figured Menachem doesn't think it's a Mishnah? I mean, he says it's a Chayim.
What do you mean? He said... Mashma biyoto haya man yored, and therefore there's no obligation of lecha mishnah. V'chein haya noeg menachem yoni, shehayim avarchan akol ala prusa. Why is that?
based on the kashan and the chalpet.
Yeah.
You could read that levachin going on the sort of primary day of those being toasted, and the also holds that you need that commission.
Wait, the whole point of this tosis was you have to make hamotzi with the shlema there because you require lacha mishnah on your own. But then tosis says that based upon our nusach tefillah, we're assuming, and it's not nusach tefillah, it's a mechilta, that berch to baman v'kitcho baman. And that was, and what do you need our tefillah for? Because there, berch to kitcho baman, maybe yom tov too, but here it is, it's, so kol hayamim presumably is the days of the week, and kol hazmanim is like elam o'adei Hashem. I thought it's clear. The whole point, as Tosis is understanding here, where Menachem and Rabin Yom Tov Shita is based upon the fact that there's no lechem mishnah and Yom Tov. Therefore, who cares about hamotzi and the shlema? It's all about the prusa. But the question that remains is, well, why do you need the shlema? So Tosis and Bracha says, oh, the shlema is there because lecha mishnah. Except for Rav Menachem and Yodza say there was no requirement for lecha mishnah. Now, again, this is a different volatosis. We've reached that conclusion already. So maybe you had a different understanding of Rav Menachem. The question, however, still remains. And it sounds like in this tosis, maybe, I don't know. I mean, you can't get around the Gemara Brachos, Maneach Kusat Del Shlema. So, do you need the shlema? I mean, I think the Gemara Brachos makes it possible to get away from it. But what is its function here if the whole point is Rabbeinu Menachem and Rabbeinu Yochanan don't hold of Lecha Mishnah? Ryan.
The point of bringing Rabbeinu Menachem only should be that he doesn't have three, he only has two. He says Mubarak HaKol HaFruzah. Because it's Mubarak HaKol HaFruzah, maybe there are three there still. I mean, it doesn't function.
But why? What's clear, Ephraim? He doesn't say anything about how many were there. But
right.
The claim is you have to make hamotzi on the shlema because lecha mishnah is a din on Yom Tov as well. Rav Menachem of Yoni said it would make both brachos. He wouldn't make the hamotzi on the shlema. Why not? Tosis just said because there was no double portion of man erev Yom Tov, which means there's no din of lecha mishnah on Yom Tov. I don't know how many, at least a quotation of Brachos, and the Gemara Brachos makes clear there's a shlema there. And Tosis gives us a shlemos.
Even if there's
a Tosis
making Brachos on the
Prusa,
he says that the Chiddush is that the Prusa is supposed to have a shlema. You should have two shlemos there, you wouldn't have like a Mishnah.
But you don't need like a Mishnah.
No, according to the first Gemara. The first Gemara agrees with the Gemara Brachos and he's making all the Brachos on the Prusa. You also have the shlemos there to be a like a Mishnah.
Right, but you make the, you're correct, so even more so. So does it sound like he doesn't have a shlema there?
Why does it sound like it? It just sounds like he was making all the brachos on the prusa.
But that's
the
same as the first one.
Yes, it is very similar to the first one, meaning
So the difference is that the first day you have to be manesh prusa b'tol shlema. But the problem is that's the gemara. What is in the Tosfos here? And the shlemos. And Rabbeinu Menachem, but really you're both there from the prusa. And Rabbeinu Menachem only made the bracha on both brachas on prusa.
I think implicit in Tosfos and Menachem is what we know from Tosfos and Brachos, that the reason why Menachem had a second halacha there was only for lacha mishnah, meaning he held that lacha mishnah was important by Yom Tov as well.
So wait, you're telling me how many masas in Tosfos and Menachem does Rabbeinu Menachem have?
Two.
I don't think that's right.
The only thing that we had where Menachem actually said.
Jimmy, welcome to the real world. We only have how they recite. That's very nice. So, just looking at Tosfos and Menachem. How does the first day up? Here's my problem, Brian. So you're going to say that Bikasha is just in the parentheses. It's totally unrelated.
It's a parenthetical.
It's a very strange parenthetical to have. Shimmy?
You think that Rav Nachman in Tosfos Pesachim only had a kusa, but he says he has to make
I'm assuming you do have it, David. The question is why? You see, in Tosis and Brachos, he tells you why. Tosis says, because you want Lachamishka. But here, he's coming on the heels of somebody who just said you, on a kasha, suggests that you don't require Lacha Mishnah. So Ephraim wants to say it's totally unrelated. But Ephraim, how is Renachem Iyuni different than Tosfos in Brachos? In other words, how is he different there?
Then Tosfos in Brachos.
The first day of Tosfos in Brachos. Because Tosfos and Brachos assumes you have to be both Seir from the Shlema, where Tosfos and Pesachim, even the first day, assumes you're not both Seir from the Shlema. It just looks like you're both Seir from the Shlema.
But Tosfos and Brachos holds that you're making Hamotzi on the Shlema, yeah.
On the Shlema, yes. But here's the problem, Ephraim. When you look at Rav Menachem of Uni, what does he say in Brachos? He would make both Brachos on the Prusa. What does that mean? It means he was Botseya. He would not be Botseya in between, right? He would make both Brachos before being, he would make many of Prusa Betosh Shlema, you really can't get around. So the Gemara says it, and it's not disputed. So in Brachos, does everybody agree? So when I have Prusa Betosh Shlema, and maybe Shlemos, put that question aside for a moment. So Tosus in Brachos says that you Botseya from the Shlema after you make the Hamotzi, which means clearly the Bracha was on that. And then you make the Asiyah Slash, you Botseya from the Prusa. But Menachem Yoni says that you make Mani of Prusa Betosh Shlema, you make both Brachos, and now you're just Botseya from the Prusa. Right? Is that right?
No.
Okay. Now, Tosfos and Pesachim says, Yemaniya Shlema Betoch Prusa Betoch Shlema. And you make both Brachos. Okay. So he doesn't disagree. So this is, The daya here is we're not, so you're saying there's no difference between Rav Menachem and at the beginning of Tosfos and Pesachim.
No, no.
What? Between the beginning of Tosfos and Pesachim.
Yeah.
Where it says, Hamotzi the Yoth of Aracha Prusa. What it means is, you have the Prusa, but Imaniach Prusa Betoch Shlema. You make both Brachos, and you both say it from the Prusa. And you want to say, V'chein Nehoye Noeg Rav Menachem Iyum.
Well, the difference is whether or not you think that you're Yotze Yalka Mishnah with the Prusa as well. You need two.
How does that flow? The Tosfos doesn't flow.
Because the anchor point right now is Lacha Mishnah on Yom Tov. And Rav Yoni agrees he means Lacha Mishnah on Yom Tov. That's all that he wants to prove. The prosecutor disagrees with how you're Mekayim Lacha Mishnah.
No, come on. V'chein Hayim Rav Menachem and Rav Yom Tov show you Mevarchen HaKol Al HaPrusa. He can't be coming to tell you they also held you need Lachemish.
The
reading is totally divorced from the structure of Tosos.
I mean, once you're Mavarach HaKalah Brusa, the reason for having the Shlema there is implicitly Lachemish.
What? Now, you're saying that he's trying to prove something that he didn't go out and say.
Look at the structure of Tosos. Tosos starts off by saying that appears Hamotzi should go on the Prusa as well. And the way he reads the Gemara in Brachos, even according to the Man D'Amar, you normally make a bracha on the Shlema, you put there Shabbatim. By Pesach, it's not Mavarech on the Shlema, but rather on the Pusa. And the reason why Maniach is just to make it look like. Looks like you're being more fair on the Shlema. And it's Mashma that it's talking about Hamotzi, which fine, I don't think it needs to say anything further. And then he says, and the Gemara there quotes the Sugya from Kokisvei, even though it really doesn't belong there, is to tell you that the Ininimasa Shlishis because of Lechemish. Because you would have thought, oh, Shlema Prusa, oh, that's all I have. The answer is no, you need a third Matzah. Why do you need a third Matzah? Because you have two things already, because you need Shlema. That's the conclusion we reach. And the Rif also paskins you need a third Matzah, even though he doesn't require Shlema. Why? And why do you require Lecha Mishnah? Because the man was not Yoreid Anyo. But in the Mechilta, it's Mashma, then it was Yoreid Anyo, but it should be known then in Lecha Mishnah. And how does that, and then the thing how you know Rav Miyuni, they make everything on the Prusa. So I hear what you're saying that goes back in the beginning of Tosos. But then it doesn't address the three masks. Read on Ach, read, let's finish the Tosos, at least. Since none of it makes any sense, but to me.
Achri hayamivarech hamotzi al hashlema tahadar al achilak masa al haprusa who botzea mishtehem yachad.
He would be botzea from both. He would make both brachos on. He would make hamotzi on the shlema, and then al achilas masa al haprusa and be botzea mishtehem yachad, which is kind of like the re in the. The re as presented what he would hold officially as opposed to what he would sometimes do. So the re is different than our Tosos because he would make hamotzia on the shlema and he would go tear from both at the end. Whereas Arnach Miyoni would do everything on the prusa and presumably also only both tear from the prusa. So what I don't understand is that this discussion of the third matzah and of the requirement of Lecha Mishnah is like garbled in the middle. What is it doing there? But the requirement of the third matzah presumably stems out of something else, which is that you require Shtei Shleimos. So Ephraim, unless you say for Runachem Yuni, there's nothing in Tosfos to suggest to me Runachem Yuni doesn't have three masks. The issue is not how many shlemas you have. The question is, on what are you botzeah? On what are you mevarech and what are you botzeah? Shimi?
You were asking earlier why Runachem would need a shlema if you don't need a lachem mishnah on Yom Tov.
Right.
Maybe you could say that he goes like, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yom Tov. Not Rabbeinu Yom Tov, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona. Where they say, that there's some din in having a shlema for hider, but that's not Lecha Mishnah.
Yeah, but that would make sense unless you're supposed to have two. In other words, it's a nice hider, but if I only need one loaf of bread and I don't need a prusa, what's the point in having a second? So I'm afraid I'm inclined to agree with you that the chain, how you know you're Menachem, goes back to the beginning of this. But the whole middle part is like disjoint. That if you cut the middle part out, and all you're left with is you know, the beginning, and you don't mention the third matzah, so then I understand, and then I understand the reshit. But that, the piece in the middle is just somehow doesn't fit. Okay. It's a little bit difficult, but it is what it is. Now, any questions? This is the best I can tell you in Tosos. Like the whole debate in the Mishonim on some level centers upon a very simple question of what are you making the hamotzi on? Are you making the hamotzi on the shlema or are you making the hamotzi on the person? That's what it really all boils down to. Now, is there any questions about that? I wish we had greater clarity in Tosis, but I don't, and it doesn't seem like anybody does.
Fortunate.
Okay. Now, let's take a look at the Ramban for a second, because I just want to bring in or introduce this very other interesting shita. What does the Ramban say? Maybe I will read the Ramban. I haven't read all week. Okay. Umasha amru hakol modim b'pesa shemaneh ha-prusa b'toch shem boteah, sever pasher hu b'boteah ha-motzi ala prusa ta'ama. He thinks like Rabbeinu Menach. The way they argue year round, so I assume he means Rapuna Rabbi Yochanan, they're all more than I Pesach, you make it on the feet. The chain who borrow shalem of Arif Bachomacha, the lechem oni, the kizayis, the matzachiv. So certainly you make the bracha of achilas matzah on that. There's no question about that because that's the whole point. That's mitzvah matzah, dark to shalem prusa. V'yod, shekola mitzvah shemavarech alayim b'rachas unana, because I said, shemavarech sayas, right? This is the categorical rejection of that first opinion of Tosis. Everything, the way it works is that you have b'rachas mitzvah, you make the b'rachas unana and the b'rachas mitzvah on the same object. That's like Kiddush. So you make the hagafen, and you make makadish ha-shabbos on one cup of wine. K'da'ovim b'rachas ayayim shal Kiddush ayom. V'chem et man de makadish shemi arisa, at least Ashkenazim, I don't know what the Machaber has. We do not make a bracha on Maror of Varefri Adama. Why not? There are two possibilities.
You made it on Karpas already.
You made it on Karpas already, which then creates interesting issues because then maybe you're supposed to have a Kedais Kedavka. But Ashkenazim are hung up about that they tell you to have less than a kizayis, you don't have a bracha for a shayla. The good reason to be post-pater on Maror about Bari Pri Adama is what Tosfos suggests somewhere in our parak, Ketan Levarchem, which is on Pesach, Maror is considered bom mechamas asuda. Because the chiz, eat Maror, let you know. There's another way of framing it. Why did Torah say you eat Maror on Lo Pesach? I know you're going to say, Zecher Lamai Maru Aschayahed. It actually doesn't say that in the Torah.
It's the Israeli salad and the shawarma.
Exactly. You know what? You have lamb. You have a lafa. You have Israeli salad. You have greens. That's what you do. So, let's understand something. I ever tell you, I know that I told you guys, this is hilarious. See, so Ronnie and I, maybe others use soft matzo. How do you know that the matzo was soft? Tell us, Ronnie.
Because in order to bend it in korech, it has to be soft.
In order to make korech, you need soft matzah. Many of you probably use hard matzah to do korech, and you understand why nobody would do hello when everyone does korech with hard matzah. I remember many years ago when I first asked for Shechter. Shechter wrote some shuvah how you can use soft matzah. I didn't think it was addressed to once to me, but I was the first one to ask him the question. He said, "Yeah, it's kashal pesach. Why not?" So I remember I went to Rav Shechter, I said, Rebbe, of course, you know, it makes total sense. It had to be the way, because why would Hillel have been Korech otherwise? Now, just don't laugh, don't fall down off your chair laughing at Brian, please. But Rav Shechter started to crack up when I said that. And he said, Rav Soloveitchik once was juicy about this question, that who would make Korech that way? And he said, it must have been that Hillel wrapped the lettuce around the matzah. That was true brisk at its best. Okay. You know, the Rav apparently spoke in praise of Rav Chaim, that Yoredea, until Rav Chaim came along, was just pots and pans. And Rav Chaim turned it to something else. And my particular response to that would be, well, because Yoredea is pots and pans. But that explains everything you need to know. All right. So anyway, the bottom line is the Ramban says, all of these things, if you didn't have any Shar Yerachos, all you had was Maror, so you make the Maror at Karpas, I believe, but you make both Brachos at the same time. Okay. You make a berachas on it, and then you make a shahakol on the meat, or you make a hamotzi on the middle. Okay. Now, so the Ramban says, I think, of course, that you do everything on the prusa. I mean, you have a prusa, and you make the berachas on the prusa. But this is an unbelievable shita. Or isi shakasa vagonzal. It may be ulefana b'pesach petitin ushleimim. Maniach prusa b'toch shlashlema uboteya. So, the Gaon, I think this may be Rav Haigel, says that if they bring you different kinds of bread out to the table, you're in a hotel, chas v'shalom, on Pesach, and they bring you out matzah, and they bring you out shleimim and petitim, so once they do that, maniach prusa b'tocha shleima obotea, avol kol ma sheviu l'fanach shleimim, Lo tzarach laniach prusa l'toshema, el abotzeh l'ashnei kikaros t'chol sherem tovim. So guess what? According to the Gaon, if somehow a nice nidle happens, and you buy a box of matzah, and every single one is a shlema, there are no prusos in that box of matzah, so the Gaon says, no yachatz, you don't break a matzah, you have two matzahs, they're both shlemas, and you do like you do every Yom Tov. This would appear to be the correct interpretation. That seems to be the minach. It sounds like the Gaon wasn't sure the fact that people do that is because there happened to be broken ones, or no, Bidashka, they do it, because they make sure there's a broken one. Now, I'm not sure what the continuation is, if this is, should be the Ramban speaking. But I'm not really sure. That's really a mitzvah to have a prusa. You remember the Trukanim? The Drukanim was Kuba Da'ar, I believe, right? They pour a little water into the ground. A little indentation, and you make matzah that way. That's like a poor person's bread. The Lad Lameimar Gitzarach Drukani Lechatzila Mishim Oni. Ala Kiheche Demali Lechem Nabakbe. In other words, it's not that you have to, nobody would say you have to have Drukanim. That would be a new chumrah, the chumrah of the month. We no longer accept matzah for the bakery. You got to dig a hole in your backyard, pour some batter in there, and bake it some. That's what you have to do. So nobody would say that. That's ridiculous. So who says, therefore, you have to have a prusa in order to be mekayim lechem oni? So the hilkach, they deal the fun of titzim reshenim, lo tzrichim and lachashivusta d'shalim and devarechol, elavot seba prusa di oni hobas tekameh. But the love, the hygiene of Israel, it's not that you have to have a prusa. It's if you had a prusa there, then make the bracha on the prusa. And alachem oni the chovai lafuke isa shenilosha b'yayin Hashem l'zbach. So no, you know what the purpose of lechem oni is? Where's lechem oni revealed in? Where it's no good if you don't have it? You can't have matzah shira. It's got to be regular matzah. But it doesn't have to be a prusa, mamash. It doesn't have to be through Kanan, which is Kuvadara. It doesn't have to be any of those things. As long as it's not Nilo Shabiyayin Shemin Abash. But Ela Keva de Minhagahu Hachi Abdina Lamifas Ulafui Mitzvah Beprusa. So I think it's the Ramban talking in the latter parts, but it seems that he's changing his mind. This almost sounds like it's a Hebrew translation of the words of the Gaon. I'm not sure. Not everything, but some of it is. But I think it's the Ramban talk. It sounds like for the Ramban, the fascinating part is that you have a shita. I mentioned this yesterday. There's like a full spectrum of shitas. There's a shita that says you really need shleimos by, and there's a shita that says you have to make everything on the prusa, and the shleimos almost secondary. And then there's a shita that the lecha mishnah hamotzi is on the shleima, but achis not on the prusa. And then you have the Gaon shita, which basically, everything could be on the shleimos. There's no, if there happens to be a prusa there, then you do stuff on the prusa. But it's not that you really need prusa. Okay. Anyway, so that is the story of the Rishonim on this topic. Any questions before we just go to the conclusion? I just want to hazard halacha lemaisa. The whole thing is very difficult. It's very hard to understand because we are not used to the idea that a prusa is considered a matzah. Right? Most people, what would happen? Imagine the following. Imagine you have only one challah and you're relying upon a box of matzah. So your mother tells you, go to the cabinet, get the last box of matzah. Your Pesach is coming, so you got to finish all the matzah before Pesach comes, so you can bring in the new matzah. So you come and say, Mom, guess what? All the matzahs in the box are broken somewhat. So what happens then? What ensues at that point? What happens? In the real world. Not in the world of those who know halacha. Jake, what happens?
Pandemonium.
I was going to say panic, but that was really good. It's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? We don't have that permission. So then what's the correct answer, Jake? What should you do? Maybe, but certainly you used the prusa. So you had lacha mishnah, so it's not a shalom, it would have been nice, but it's not. There's no need for a massive panic and pandemonium. So because of that, I think that people don't have a real sense of what shleim and prusa is. So, the Torah writes, Kasev Rav Alfa she'enot tzarech ala beis matzah. Echad pors, achad pors ala shleim, umavarech al chetzi amotzi ve'al chilas matzah, v'chetzi ha'sheni. So notice you make the Rif Paskins, as he's quoting, you make both on the prusa. V'hasheni, v'chetzi ha'sheni, the second half of the prusa, is la'afi komar. And then the hashlema, the whole matzah, is lakricha. That's what you use for korech. V'chein kasud tzas tzagaonim, but v'chim of minhagim, and this is fascinating. V'chim of minhagim, kasud anshe bava kushachol pesach v'shabit, maniach prusa bein shnei hashlemos, kushachol v'chol, maybe prusa shlema uvarach ala shnei brachos. But the anshe eretz yisrael bein v'chol bein v'shabit, manichem prusa l'shema, uvarach ala shlema bein brachos. This is an unbelievable sheet. Why? Silly.
This is an opinion, according to the people of Babel, there really is no din of Lacham Mishnah Yom Tov.
Then why do you have a shlema and a prusa?
I don't know. He doesn't explain that. Maybe some carpenter.
See, Ephraim, this is why this is all so confusing. It's why it's possible that Rav Menachem Gaon really does hold us no good of Lacha Mishnah. I know in Brachos they said, posts in Brachos says it's good of Lacha Mishnah, the shlema. There could be a different reason. Shimmy is getting close to it. Is it possible? I don't know. Is it possible that we prefer the bracha of Hamotzi be made on a shleim? So we pull a fake here. It's a hidden in the bracha of Hamotzi. It's not a din lacha mishnah. So we have a shleima here. Umaniach prusa betol shleima. So it looks like we're making the bracha of shleima, but we're really making the bracha of the prusa because that's what we're saying. So it's not because there's a din lacha mishnah. See, if you read that way, Ephraim, then you can read Tosis and Psachim.
It looks like war for a time.
Oh, briefness?
Yeah.
What?
No, we're both using, I guess they're both using the same way.
Oh, wait, Rabbi, we're here. Yeah, we're here.
I'm here. I'm not leaving you. I promise. I'm still here. So, it's very strange, because it allows the possibility. The distinction between Shabbat and Yom Tov presumably has to be rooted in Lecha Mishnah. And yet they're still requiring a Shlema. But why? There's no Lecha Mishnah, otherwise we'd have the same din as Shabbos. I think the answer has to be is that the din of Shlema is not because of Lecha Mishnah, it's because you should have a Hiddur in the Bracha. Hamotzi having nothing to do with Pesach. In Cain, you can also read Renachem and Yoni that way. And that explains the entire Mechilta in between. You get to think about this, Ephraim. I'm going to conclude just by reminding you or both say what we actually do. Well, pass out what we're supposed to do, which is you have three matzahs. The middle one is broken. You make the bracha of hamotzi when you have all three matzahs. You put the bottom one down. You make the bracha of achilas matzah. And you both say, I'd like to read from both the prusa and the shlema. You give that to people. They should have two kazesim for the bracha of achilas, for the mitzvah achilas matzah. And then you use the third matzah for korech. Obviously, for the rift, where there were only one and a half matzahs, that wasn't an option. So you had to use the half for mitzvah achilas matzah, and you use the whole for mitzvah of korech. Jake, did you want to say something? No.
So there's three matzahs on Shabbos Yom Tov, because two for Lecha Mishnah and then one for the Prusa. But
yeah.
Then during the week, they just want a bracha of hamotzi on the Shlema, and they also want a Prusa.
And the Prusa is for the mitzvah matzah, yeah. There's no din in Lecha Mishnah.
Okay.
You have to come up with a better alternative other than, I don't see any way around that, that it's not focused.
If it was, okay, I'll say it.
Okay. All right. So, Ephraim, last comment, and then we'll stop.
Can you just repeat the way that you're saying the machlok?
The machlok, the day that says that you have three matzahs, same b'chol, same b'shabbos, assumes that lecha mishnah is a requirement in yom. And the reason why you have shleimos is the way Tosus and Pesachim explains. But if you have a shita that says that the Pesach comes out during the week, you only have one shleim and one prusa. But when it comes out on Shabbos, you have two shleimos and one prusa. So it seems mochroch that the chiluk is between whether it's a chiv of lecha mishnah or not. On Shabbos, it's a requirement of lecha mishnah. On Yom Tov, there's no requirement of lecha mishnah. But then the question becomes, why is it even one shleimah? And my suggestion is because the hither in a bracha hamotzi is to have a shleimah, if it's a choice. Granted, you're going to be Botzeah from the Prusa, because that's what the Iker is tonight. But the hinder for the Bracha Mamotzi is to do it on the Shlema. Okay.